Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kesuvos Daf Dalet. We begin seven lines down from the top with the words Omar Afram. Remind ourselves, yesterday we had a Braisa which said that Rachmana Litzlan, if the father of the Chosen or the mother of the Kala passed away right before the wedding, so we don't bury them, but we allow the wedding to go on if, in fact, everything was prepared ready for the wedding. We said if the bread was baked, if the animals were shechted, and if the wine had been diluted, so then we put them in a separate room, so to say. We don't bury the father of the chosen, the mother of the kala, and we allow the wedding to continue. Machnisin es a chosen es a kala l'chuppah. They bring them into the chuppah, and they have the be'ila rishona. They consummate the marriage, and then they separate for the 7 days of the sheva brachos, and then for the 7 days of avelus. So along comes Rafram Bar Papa telling us the name Ruchista. Om Rafram Papa Om Ruchista. This is true, Lo Shanu, that we said that you have the wedding and we don't want to suffer this financial loss of all the baked goods, of the shechted meat and the poured wine, the diluted wine. We don't allow them to suffer that financial loss, but we allow the wedding to go on ahead because the father of the chosen won't be there the second time he's Nebuchadet to prepare the chosen's wedding, and the kala's mother won't be there to prepare the kala for the wedding. And therefore, in this situation, we make a special ruling that we allow the wedding to go on. Lo Shanu, however, we only said this Elishinosan Mayim Agabi Bas, if the water had been poured on the meat. In other words, this meat no longer can be saved. This meat has to be used within a certain period of time, or else it's going to spoil and it can't be sold in the market at this point in time, and it would be a huge financial loss if this had gone on. However, Avalonos and Mayim Agabi Bas, Rafa Bapar Sani Ruchista, that if they hadn't done this yet, they just had shechted the meat, but they hadn't put the water on it, so Mizdavid. So then it can be sold in the market. It won't be a huge financial loss. Maybe it'll be some sort of a loss, but it won't be a huge financial loss. And therefore, in this situation, we don't put off the burial Nebuch of the respective parent, and we go forward with the burial, and we delay the wedding in this situation and until after the Shiva is over. So that's what Rafim by Papa said in Ruchista. Rava says even further about this. Omar Rava, he says, however, ubichrach, if it's in a big city where there'll be plenty of buyers, so even if they put the water on, afalpi shenosan mayim agabi basar mizdavid, even though the meat, so to say, must be sold that day. In a big city, there's so many buyers, so there won't be a financial loss. And therefore, in a big city, this din doesn't apply. And Amar Rav Papa says further, ubikvar, if it's in a very small little shtad, a very small little village, so then, afal pishalonasan mayim al gabi basar lo mizdavin. In a small little village, so even though it could last for a day or two without having the water put on it, but there's not going to be a lot of buyers. There's 12 people living in the little village over here, and none of them need meat, and all this meat's going to go to waste. So therefore, in a small little village, if they already shechted the animal, even if they didn't put the water on it, so it could last maybe for a little bit longer, but small village doesn't have a lot of buyers, so therefore, in this situation, we would go and do what the Braisa had said, and allow the wedding to go onward, and bury the respective parents, Rachman al-Islam, after the wedding. Aigmar says, so if this is true, then in a big city, the din doesn't apply. In a small city, the din doesn't apply. So when do we find Ruchista's point that it depends if you put the water on it or you didn't put the water on it? So what gives the obvious answer? Amar Ravashi can go in Masa Mechasya, the Mafko Mikrach Umafko Mikvar. He says, in a medium-sized village where you have, it's not a big city and it's not a little shtad, it's not a little small tiny village. So for most cities, Tosus points out that this in fact is most places. In Dibur Maskel, you go in Masa Mechasya, he says, first of all, Teima, Rav Chisda, Mai Docha Ke Lukme Binosan Mai Magabi Bosa, Nokma Bikvar. Why did Ruchista have to say that they put the water on it? He can say that this din applies in a small little village. So Bedavki wanted to give us a situation where they didn't put water on it versus they did put water on it, because that's the most common scenario. So he says, V'yei Shlomar, Mishum, the Nicha Leila Ruchista, Ruchista specifically wanted La'okma Berov Ayaros, Shem Beinonios, that the majority of cities aren't very large cities, and the majority of cities aren't very small cities. They're normal-sized cities that only if you put the water on it is the wedding allowed to go ahead, because that would be a financial loss. But if you didn't put the water on it, then there'll be enough buyers that it won't be a financial loss. V'achikama, and this is what Tosa says, Kigon Masa Mechasi, because it gives us one example. Masa Mechasi is just a typical example, the Rov Ayaros, and most places are like that. Umishum Hachi Nachet Ami Beraisa, the Maisim Inosa Mayim Agabi Basa, Mishum Ta'ai Rov Ayaros. And that's why the Braisa, in fact, had said that they put the water on it, to show us that this is the din in most places, that in most places, once they put the water on it, then that's going to be financial loss, and we let the wedding go ahead. And the Braisa in support of Ruchis. The Tanya Kavos in the Ruchis, the Braisa says, Befeirish, Hare Shaya Pito Afuya. The bread was already baked. Betivcho Tavuch, and the animals were shechted. The Yenom Mazuk, and the wine was diluted. The Nosan Mayim Agabi Basur. It says, Befeirish. And they put the water on the meat. So therefore, in this situation, in a medium sized city, in this situation, the father of the chassan dies, or Imo Shel Kala dies, the mother of the Kala dies. So Machnis and Semes Lechedle, the Braisa says Beferish that they don't bury, they put the Mace Nebuch in another room. They bring the chassan Kala into the chuppah, Ubo Bilas Mitzvah, Uporish, and they go and consummate the marriage with the after the chuppah Nisun is done, and then they do separate. They know Shiva Simei Mishnah, but they still have the Sheva Brachos during that week, and only subsequently, Yachakach, know Shiva Simei Avelus, and only afterwards do they have the Yemei Avelus of the Shiva. Furthermore, B'chol Osana Yomim, during this entire period of time of the Sheva Yemei Mishnah and the Sheva Yemei Avelus, Hu Yoshein Ben HaNoshim, V'ishto Yishena Ben HaNoshim. They sleep separately. We don't leave them in the same apartment. As we pointed out, and we'll see more discussion today, so after a husband and wife consummate the marriage, so then she's going to be in Nida most of the time, halachically, because of the dam of the Besulin, even if she's not pierced Nida in the menstrual sense, but we are machmir to treat the dam of the Besulin as if it were dam Nida. So they're not allowed to have relations with each other, but under those circumstances, we don't require the husband and wife to separate, but here we do. It should be a question, how come by Dam Nido we don't seem to make that distinction, whereas by Avelus we do make a concern? Seems that Avelus we're treating in a more stricter way. So we'll ask that question in a moment. Then the Braisa continues and says, V'chein, likewise, Misha Pirsa Ishto Nida. We'll see what we're exactly talking about. This is prior to them having consummated the marriage. If, right, let's say at the chuppah, right before the chuppah, the woman was a nida, so then we do separate them because we're concerned that talk for Yetzro, his Yetzahara, to be with his wife, she's now his wife. As Rashi says, the kofik le Yetzre is going to overcome his ability to not do the Aveira. And if his wife's a nida, he's not allowed to have relations with her. So therefore we separate. Hu Yoshein Ben HaNoshim, he sleeps with his shushpanim, he sleeps with his friends. V'hi Yishen Ben HaNoshim, she sleeps with the women. V'ein monin tachshitim in akala kol shloshim yom. Furthermore, we have in a situation like this where she's in a Aveila state, and normally for the shloshim, you don't put on these tachshitim. So we allow the kala to go and wear all sorts of adornments, all these tachshitim that we allow her to put on during the shloshim, even though we normally wouldn't allow this, in order that her husband shouldn't find her disgusting. She shouldn't be mizgana on her husband. And then it says, ben kachu ben kach. Rashi explains, ben kach means ben yesh ones, ben ain ones, whether there are extenuating circumstances or not. Lo yivol, he's not allowed to have relations with her. Lo b'erev Shabbos, v'lo b'motzei Shabbos. He's not allowed to have relations with her, not an erev Shabbos. Rashi explains over here, not an erev Shabbos. B'leil Shabbos b'fnei she'ose chabura, on Friday night, because he's going to make a chabura when she's a besula, and he's going to break her besulin, so it's going to create a chabura, a wound, and that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'lo b'motzei Shabbos. Rashi says, that will explain, in Yeretz Hashem, l'kamen meforish. And the Gemara is going to give the answer, because you're going to have the wedding on Motzei Shabbos, so you're going to end up doing all sorts of improper things, possibly on Shabbos, to prepare. Shema Yishochet, you're going to go and shecht, you're going to forget yourself, and you're going to shecht. Oh, we have so many people coming, and you're going to say it's Oy Shabbos, but it's not really Oy Shabbos, you're going to shecht on Shabbos. And the Gemara, in fact, says that that's really the reason why we don't do it on Friday as well, not because of the Chabura reason. And the Pnei Yeshua asks, why does Rashi over here bring down the Chabura reason if that's not the final maskon of the Gemara? The final maskon of the Gemara is going to be that once you tell me that the Shema Yishochet, so that could be the reason for Friday afternoon as well, that we don't have the consummation of the wedding on Friday night, because you may end up shechting on Shabbos. So the Pnei Yeshua is left with a tzaruch in over here, why Rashi gives us the not final answer of the Gemara. In any event, that's the Braisa. Now, Amamar, we go back and quote part of the Braisa. It said, Hu Yoshein Ben Anashim, he sleeps amongst the fellow men, the Hi Yoshein Ben Anashim, and she sleeps amongst the women. We don't allow them to stay over tonight. So this is Messiah of Rabbi Yochanan. This is in accord with what Rabbi Yochanan said. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? There, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Apul Pishamru Ein Avelis B'moed, Apul Dvarim Shel Tzinon Noeg. Even though we don't have Avelis on Cholamite, and Tosus points out, Dira Maskam, the Sayalel of Yochanan, Moed, V'choson, are very similar. This is a very similar situation. With Cholamite, we treat the same way we do, like the Sheva Yemei Mishta of the Choson. Why? Because he brings down for the Gemara in Moed Katan, Shenolad bo nega, if somebody has a nega, they get tsaras during the week of the Yimei Mishta. Nevertheless, we don't paskin that that's a nega until the end of the Sheva Brachos. Likewise, we don't do the same thing if he has an egg on his garment or on his cloak. And similarly, in the regel, we don't do this for all Yimei HaRegel. We allow the person to enjoy it. So we see that there's a comparison between the regel, Cholamayit, and the Sheva Yimei Mishta. So this is in accord with Rav Yochanan said, that even though we don't have a velus in the Moed, just like we don't have the nails during the Shevi Yemei Mishta, but Dvarim Shebitzina, things that are in private, we are noeg for the Avelus during that period of time. Even though Bifahesi in public, we're not noeg Avelus during either the Moed or during the Yemei Mishta, but in private, such as having relations with one's wife, so that is a Dvarim Shebitzina, and that is noeg during this period of time. Darish Rav Yosef, Bered the Rava, Mishred the Rava. Rav Yosef, who was the son of Rava, said over the name of his holy father Rava, Lo Shanu, this din was only said, Elo Shalom Baal. If he didn't have relations with his wife, if he didn't consummate with the marriage with his wife, but once he consummates the marriage with his wife, Abo Baal, so then Ishto, Ishein, Imo, as I pointed out earlier, then we're not concerned, once he's already had relations with his wife, he'll be able to overcome his Yetzirah and not, Rachman Litzlan, have relations with her when it's prohibited. But if he hasn't had relations with her, then we are concerned, like Rashi said, the Tochif LeYitzreh, his Yetzirah is going to overcome him, overpower him, and that's why we separate them under the situation where he didn't have relations with her. Aydinware says, what are you talking about? That you only separate them if they didn't have relations. In our Brisa, we said that they have the relations. We said, Boel, Bilas, Mitzvah, Parish. So here they did have relations, and yet we separate the husband and wife. How can you tell me? It's only if they didn't have relations that you separate the husband and the wife. We are definitely dealing here with the case of Baal, Uktane, who Yoshein Ben Anashim, who Yishein Ben Anashim. Yet we separate them. So Aydinware says, no. That which Rava said, Ki Ka'amar, when Rava said that if they had relations, then we don't separate them. If they didn't have relations, we do separate them. That was only going on, Apir So Ishto Nida. So if the woman became a Nida before the Chuppah, so then they'll have a Chuppah's Nida, but they won't let the husband and wife stay together. They'll keep the husband with the men and the wife with the women. But if they had relations, she only became a Nida afterwards, so then we don't separate them. Aydinware says, that's not what the Brisa said. The Brisa said, likewise, if the wife becomes Pirsanida, that din is the same, whether it's Pirsanida or whether it's Tavelas, that the men stay with the husband and the women stay with the wife. How can you tell me there's a difference whether she was Baal or not Baal? So we turn to Dalet Omid Beis and we explain as follows. No, this is the way to understand the Brisa, which is really the way I read it. V'chein, likewise, Misha Pirsa Ishto Nida Velo Baal. If the wife Pirsa Nida before the Chuppah, before the opportunity to consummate the marriage occurred, then we separate them. Hu Yoshein Bein Hanashim, he sleeps with the men. V'ishto Yoshein Bein Hanashim, and the wife, the new Kala, she sleeps with the women. But if they had relations, so then we don't separate them. But, as I pointed out previously, the Gemara now asked the question, Lameimra, this seems to imply the Avelus Kila Le Minida. As Rashi points out, in Dibra Masko Kila Le, it seems to be easier Lavor Olea Minida the Avelus. So we are more concerned about Avelus than we are about Nida. And in this situation, that's strange because Nida is a din d'araisa and Avelus is only a din d'rabbanan. So why are we more concerned with the Avelus that we separate the husband and the wife, and by Nida we're not concerned to separate the husband and the wife? So that's the Gemara's question. And this is supported by V'amr of Yitzchok Bar Chanina, Amr of Huna, Yitzchok Bar Chanina, Sinim of Huna, Kol Malacho Shisha Oso Levala, all the things that a woman is doing for her husband, out of love for her husband, so a nida osilabala. So too, a woman who's a nida is still allowed to do those things for her husband. There are certain harchakos, there are certain separations that we have between husband and wife in order that it shouldn't, during the day, you may nida, that it shouldn't lead to chas v'shalom them having bilas nida, that he should have relations with her while she's a nida. And therefore, there are certain things that the rabbi said they're harchakos. But in general, all the things that a husband is getting from his wife, he's allowed to get from his wife during the time that she's a nida, with three exceptions. Kol malacha shisha osa levala, nida osa levala, chutz, with the following three exceptions. Mimezigas hakos, that she isn't allowed to go and dilute the wine for him and give it to him. Farshim point out, she's allowed to go and dilute the wine, but she can't do it in front of him, and she can't give it to him, because that's going to bring too much chiba, and it could lead chas v'shalom to them having relations when it's osur. Vatzos Hamita, and to make the bed in a certain type of a way, Rashi points out over here in Diva Masa Vatzos Hamita, Shederech Kira V'chibahein. This certain way of making the bed could lead to Hergel Dova, could lead to, unfortunately, them doing an Avera. In Tosus Diva Masa Vatzos Hamita, he brings down, according to the Ri, Vatzos Hamita, Dohacha, Hainu Prisa Sadin. And this means to spread out the sheets, which is like to make the bed welcoming, to make the bed ready to be used. Shu Dova Shuchiba, that is a demonstration of law. However, Hatzos Karim Luxos was just putting on the pillows and the covers. She'ein Zvam Shechiba, that's not necessarily something that demonstrates Chiba. Sharli Nida, that the Nida is allowed to do. Again, the Bungs, the Poskim, they talk exactly about what is allowed, what's not allowed. For now, we're just learning the Rashi Tevos over here because it's not really our Inyan. Now, that's two things. So the Nida can do the Hatzos Hamita. We said Mitzigas Hakos Hatzos Hamita and Varachotzas Ponov Yodav Iraglav. She can go wash his face, his hands, and his feet. Now, obviously, it's not touching him, because that would be forbidden in any event, but just to pour the water on his face, his hands, and his feet. So all of these things a wife normally does for her husband, or could do for her husband, but while she's a nida, so she's not allowed to do these things, because these are too much chiba yisera, and it could lead to, unfortunately, an avera. However, v'ilu gabi avelos, in regards to a wife who's in avelos, it doesn't say these things. Tani, it says, afapi sh'omru ein odom rashai locho v'sishto lios kocheles v'lios bokeses, rachmon l'slan, if a man's wife is in avelos, for either her mother or her father, so she's in avelos, he can't go and force her to go put on makeup and to look beautiful for him. And the Emes Amru, this so to say halacha, this is the halacha l'maisa, or some suggest this halacha l'mosh misinai, mozeges lokos, but she is allowed to go and dilute his wine for him and bring it to him, umatzas lo amita, and to make the bed for him, umachetzes lo part of your regal, and even to pour the water on his face, his hands, and his feet. So you see that by avelus we are much less concerned than by a din of Nida. So again, that's expected. By Nida, which is Daraisa, we would expect you to be stricter. And by Avelus, which is only the Rabbana, we allow you to be more Makel. So that seems to go against what we're saying over here, because by Nida, we allow them to sleep together if they had relations. So we allow them to sleep together. We're not concerned that they'll have the Yetzirah overcome them, overpower them, and they'll have relations. But by Avelus, we are. So it doesn't make sense. That's the Gemara's question. Why are we more concerned here by Avelus more than we are by Nida? By Avelus, we don't let him sleep together, but by Nida, we do let him stay in the same house together, whereas the din should normally be that Avelus is much less strict than Nida. So when it says Lokasha, it's not a problem. It depends who's in Avelus. Kan be Avelus di day, and kan be Avelus di da. When the husband is in Avelus, so then we are concerned that he'll be Mako by Avelus. We'll explain a little bit more in a moment why he might be more Mako by Avelus, and therefore, we have to go and be stricter by Avelus. But by Nida, which is a din deraisa, we don't have to make extra restrictions, because he did have relations with her already, and therefore, he will be able to control himself. He understands that this is deraisa. But when we're dealing with her, if she is the one in Avelus, then we're not at all concerned, because you can't expect this woman to suddenly forget about her Avelus and go and be enticed to go and have relations. She's mourning for her mother or father. She's not in the mood, so therefore we don't have to make any extra concerns when it's her avelus. So then, even though she may be doing these things that normally bring about chiba, but her overall mindset is not having relations because she's in mourning. So therefore, we're allowed to go do these things like harchotzes poniv yodav v'raglav, hatzos hamita, mezigas hakos. We allow that when it's her avelus, because it won't lead to anything. If it's his avelus, so then we are concerned, and therefore his Yetzirah will be tokef him in this situation. So by Avelus, where there is a reason to assume that he may not take it so seriously, so that's why we separate them. Okay. Laura says, but the Braisa doesn't seem to say that exactly. The Braisa said, for Avishul Choson o Imashul Kalaktoni, it didn't seem to make a differentiation between whether he's in Avelus, his father passed away, Rechman al-Islan, or was her mother that passed away, Rechman al-Islan. So Gemara says, yes, it does. When the Braisa said that, it's Kiketani Yeshaira. It was talking about all the other dinim, if Rahman al-Islam, the Kala, lost her mother. But in regards to them being separated, that only applies if it's the husband who lost his father, but not if the wife lost her mother. Then they can stay together. Again, when the bride loses her mother, so we don't have to be concerned that she's going to forget that she just lost her mother and have relations. As opposed to the Chasan, even though he just lost his father, we're concerned that his Yetzer Hara will overpower him and he'll want to have relations with her. And therefore, that's why they separate if he lost his father, but they don't have to separate if she lost her mother. For all the other dinim, they were the same, but not for this din. So Mor says, Umay shani ben avelus dide el avelus dido. Do we really make a distinction between his avelus and her avelus? That's what you're suggesting, but that doesn't seem to be the din. But Tanya, we learn in the following brisa, Mishameis chomiv O chamoso, if one lost his either mother-in-law or his father-in-law. In this situation, Einu yochel lochov his ishto, he can't force his wife to beautify herself. Lios kocheles, lios bokeses, to put on various types of makeup. I didn't really explain before when I said kocheles bokeses, so we'll explain it now. Kocheles is to put on some sort of eyeshadow, and bokeses is to put on some sort of a rouge on her face. Rashi elsewhere tells us that kocheles, in what he caught and he says, is nosenes kochol, some sort of like blue makeup, being now in between her eyes, eyeshadow, condition domus normus, they should look pretty. And pokesis, he says, two different definitions. Yesh me rabosai, this is from the Gemara in Shabbos. Rashi says there, yesh me rabosai omrim misakenes sa'oro b'masrik, it means that she combs her hair, either with a comb or biyodeo, with her hands. And others say, yesh mefarshim, tocha kimin batzik aponesh, she puts some sort of a dough on her face, and when she removes it, shenotlo madima batzik, it makes the flesh reddened, the inflammation that occurs there, it makes it a beautiful reddish color. Okay, that's what kocheles and pokesis means, and that's what the Braisa tells us. If the wife's mother or father Nebuch passes away, in yochel lochol physician, he can't force his wife to go put on this makeup. Lios kocheles, lios pokesis. Ella, what he can do, however, is kofim mitaso v'noigimo avelus. What he should do is he should make like he's an avel as well. He should mourn with his wife, just like his wife's going to be in the overturned bed. Again, this is not something that we do. Our beds are different than their beds, but one of the main signs of avelus that he used to have is they would turn their beds upside down and they would sleep on the other side of their bed. And this is something that his wife has to do, so he should do it to mourn with his wife. He should turn over his bed as well, v'noigimo avelus. And likewise for her, if she is in a situation where she loses Shemes Chamiyo Chamosa, if her husband loses his father or mother, in other words, her father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, so it's not proper, even though technically she's allowed to, she shouldn't beautify herself, she's putting on makeup during this period of time, what should she do? She should also be Noeg Avelis with her husband, Noeg Avelis with her husband, so she should overturn her bed, and she should apply all the laws of mourning that apply to the other, she should take it upon herself as well. Now this din of the in-law child taking upon themselves such Hanhagas of Avelis is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. However, Lamaisa, the Nosei Kelim say today that we don't do this. It's not our minhag to do so, even in the presence of the husband and the wife. Certainly one shouldn't act in an inappropriate fashion in that in the presence. And certainly it's something that you should have an emotional mourning for, but there is no halachic requirement on the spouse to go and actually sit shiva for the in-law parents. In any event, this Bryce seems to suggest that there's no difference whether he loses his parents or she loses her parents. So there's a kasha on our understanding that there is a difference between his losing his father and her losing her mother in the Bryce that we learned. So he says, you're right. Reread that brisa where we talked about him losing his father or her losing her mother. And today, be'avelus didei. Only when he loses his father, only in that situation, hu yoshen ben anoshim, he sleeps amongst the men, v'ishto yishen im anoshim, his wife sleeps amongst the women. They don't sleep together. But the Gemara says, that's not what the Brisa said. The Brisa said that there is no distinction between the husband's parents passing away or the wife's parents passing away. So the Gemara says, no. When you're reading this new Brisa we just brought down, the only place we said that there was no difference, that's whether the wife uses the makeup or not. But in regards to whether the husband and wife have to be separated, in the previous brisa, no. So there we only separate them when the husband lost his father. We don't necessarily separate them when the wife lost her mother. But the Gemara says, Vo imo kitani. But the brisa said that what should be her approach? Ela kofa mitaso. She shouldn't put on makeup when her husband lost one of his parents. What she should do is overturn her bed. Vino heges imo avelus. And she should be in the same house as him for avelus. Now, doesn't this imply, my lab imo bimita, doesn't mean that they stay in the same bed? Now, this is talking about with the husband's avelus over here, and yet she can stay with him in bed. So we don't make a distinction between the husband being an avelus versus the wife being an avelus. We don't seem to be concerned in this brisa that his yetzer hara will overpower him. So it seems to go against the terutzim that we explained previously. So where it says, no, when it says, kofa mitos of the noheges imo avelus, it doesn't mean imo b'mita. Lo, it doesn't mean imo b'mita, it means imo b'bayis, that she's allowed to stay in the same house as him, we don't separate them. And this goes in accord with Chadom Alei Rav L'chia Bre, Rav told his son Chia, ba'apa, when you're in the presence of your wife, if she's in avelus, nohog avelus, so you should hold avelus like her. In her presence, you should give her kavod, you should give her, your in-laws kavod by holding avelus like she does in her presence. However, the lo biapa, when you're not physically together with her, either in the same room or right in front of her, so then lo tino gavilu. So then the commonly accepted custom, as I brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is that the in-law child doesn't hold avelus when they're not in the presence of their wife. And today, we're usually not even knowing any avelus at all. Again, proper respect, proper emotional support, proper appropriate behavior, of course. But the actual hanogah, so let's say sitting on a low chair, if your wife's sitting on a low chair, so you don't have to go sit on the low chair. That the minhag isn't that you follow the actual dinam of avelus that your wife or the husband has to undergo. So in this way, we reconciled how there could be differences in all these prices between the husband and the wife, but in other situations, there is no difference between the husband and the wife. Rav Ashi is another teretz. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, "Mi kol midames, how can you compare avelusa dahocha l'avelusa d'alma? You're comparing over here, in this situation, where the husband and wife just got married, Nebuch, the husband lost his father, and the wife, or the wife lost her mother, and this is a unique situation. How can you compare this unique situation to general avelus overall? Because avelus or the alma, in regards to general avelus, then people understand the chomer, and everybody understands that Nebuch, they're in avelus. And people aren't going to treat this lightly. People aren't going to go and be mezalzel and say, yeah, it's just avelus. No, even though it's a din derabanan, they're going to treat this very seriously because from an emotional point of view, this is a very serious thing. However, in our unique situation, Nebuch, where the husband's father passed away right before the wedding, or the Kala's mother passed away right before the wedding, so then avelus d'ocha, in this unique situation, kivan d'akilu rabbanan, since the rabbis allowed them to put off the burial and allowed them to get married, so they're going to say, well, maybe all the other dinim don't apply as well, and also lezalzule be. And Rav Ashi says they're going to go treat this thing in a very, very kal fashion. They're going to treat it very lightly, and therefore the rabbi said to put teeth into it and said, no, you separate, you husband stay with the men, and you wife, you stay with the women. So Gemara asks, what exactly is this kula, that kivan dakilu rabbanon, also lezalzule be? What is this kula? My kula? What kula? If you're telling me Ilemo Diktani Boel Bilas Mitzu Parish, if you're saying that we allow them to go and consummate the marriage and only afterwards do we separate them, so the Gemara says, Hosom Mishum Delo Chol Olav Avelusa. That's not a kal yet. They're only in Aninus at that point, so it's not a kal, a kula that they made over here in the din of Avelus, because they're not yet available. They haven't yet buried the Chosson's father or the Kala's mother. So that can't be the kula that you're talking about. Says, because when does the Avelus actually start? The Avelus only starts, either Rabbi Eliezer, this is a famous machlokes between Eliezer and Yeshua, as to when the Avelus actually starts. And you go from the Onain period into the Avelus period. According to Rabbi Eliezer, either Rabbi Eliezer, Ashiyet Seimi Pesach Abayis, when they actually go and bring the mace out of the house, so that's when Avelus starts, according to Rabbi Eliezer. We don't pass like that, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Either Rabbi Yeshua, we pass in like Ashi Sosim Agola. So Rashi always translates Yisosim Agola. It means until they actually put the mace into the ground and close up the casket and cover the casket up with dirt. So that's called Yisosim Agol, according to Rashi. Tosos over here, in Dibur Masko, actually, Yisosim brings down Bekamim Mekomos Pirush Rashi, this understanding that we just said, the Golol Hevi Kisri Aron, this is the covering up of the Aron. The Dofek, and the other Golol, the Dofek, Hainu Kroshim Shibitzi the Aron. These are the boards that are on the side of the Aron. The Nikra Dofek, why is it called Dofek? Al-Shem Shagolol Dofek Olov, that the one who's turning it pushes it on top of it. That's why it's called the Dofek. And this is not the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam brings down that it's a different understanding of Golel the Dofek. And if you go down five lines in the bottom of this Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam refers to Golel Hainu Matseva. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Golel is putting up the monument, Sheevan Gedola, big stone. The Loshon Golel, he says, is Shayach Ala Evan. This is talking about the stone that you roll, the Golel Uesa Evan. The Dofek, what is that? Heim Shtei Avonim, Achas L'Rosha, V'Achas L'Ragla. Those are the two stones that you put at the top of the actual area of the grave, and at the bottom, by the feet. So you identify, you demarcate where they are until you put up the Matzeva. They didn't have the matzeva right then and there. So mamidim shom behema odavracha, they would put an animal there or something else there, lesimen, to say this is where the grave is. Okay, in any event, the person, until either, like Rabbi Lezer says, until they leave the house, or like Rishu says, until they bury the person, essentially. So they're in aninus until that time. They're therefore not hakula in regards to avelus, because avelus hasn't started yet. So again, what exactly are we concerned with, that the husband and wife will be meikel, because we're meikel with avelus, we weren't meikel. So Gemara says, El, you're right, Elo diktani, noeg shivas yemei amishta v'achakach, noeg shivas yemei avelus. The kula that we're doing over here is that we say we're going to bury the mace now, but first we'll have the Sheva Brachas. Only after the Sheva Brachas will we have the Shiva. So that's the big kula over here. And therefore, in this situation, once you make a kula, we have to be more concerned in this and only this situation that Osi Lizilzule Bay, that they'll come to treat this Avelis in a much lighter fashion than they should, because, oh, we made a kula here, so Mustam, we can make a kula there. And therefore, that's why Rav Ashi says only in this situation, not in general avelus, but only in this situation do you separate the chosim to be with the men and the kala to be with the women and not let them stay together. Okay, now we go back and we quote the braisa that we learned earlier in today's shir, Amamar, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach. We said Rashi's understanding was whether there's an ones or whether there's not an ones. Lo yivol, lo be'erev Shabbos, lo matzah Shabbos. We said in the Braisa that under no circumstances do we allow the wedding to be consummated on Friday night or on matzah Shabbos. So Gemara asks, obviously, why? So Gemara says, Friday night, we understand, bishlam erev Shabbos, if they were going to go and have relations for the first time on Friday night. The concern is, as Rashi pointed out previously, this is the havamin of the Gemara, mishum chabura, because you're going to break the besulin and you're going to create a chabura, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But that doesn't make any sense for Matzi Shabbos. Elo, Matzi Shabbos, Amai Lo, there's no problem with making a chabura on Matzi Shabbos. Shemor says, Amar Zeira, and we turn to Hey Amar Aleph. Zeira tells us, Mishum Cheshbonos, you know what you're going to do? If you have it on Matzi Shabbos, all Shabbos afternoon, on Shabbos, you're going to be making all sorts of Cheshbonos. As Rashi says, Shem Yichnos, Matzi Shabbos, Yasa Suda Belaila, because the Suda is going to be at nighttime, V'yachshu B'Shabbos, and all you're going to be doing thinking is on Shabbos, it's Ma'ud Tzorech Lotzi. Well, you need to do this, I need to do that for the Suda, I need to spend this much money, I need to go and arrange that for this much money, and as we had the famous pasuk from Yeshaya, the Daber Dovar, one should honor the Shabbos by not speaking inappropriate things on the Shabbos. So, therefore, that's why Matzah Shabbos, we don't consummate the wedding, because if you do the wedding then, so you're going to be thinking about it all on Shabbos. One says, what would be the big deal if you thought about it on Shabbos? I'm only Abaya says to Zera. Nu, v'cheshbon u'shal mitzvah mi'asiri. What's the problem? It's perfectly permissible to make these cheshbon u'shal mitzvah. There is no problem over here. Because Rav Chista, Rav Nuna, the Amri Tavaya, both Rav Chista and Rav Nuna both said that cheshbon u'shal mitzvah mutar l'chashvon b'shabbos. That you are, in fact, this is only your own thoughts, your only daber dover, your own dover, you're not allowed to go and say on Shabbos. But cheshbon u'shal mitzvah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon, so to say, so then mutar l'chashvon b'shabbos. And furthermore, the Amri Rav Loza said, poskim tzedakah l'aniyim b'shabbos. How are you allowed to have an appeal in the shul on Shabbos? And we're going to give this much tzedakah to the aniyim or to this mosad, because that's not a problem of daber dover. That's something that you're speaking Hashem's words. You're not speaking your own words. Therefore, you can make an appeal. You can take up a collection on behalf of poor people on Shabbos. And furthermore, from Rav Yaakov, from Rav Yochanan, Rav Yaksin, and Rav Yochanan, Hochel l'dvayte kinesios, l'dvayte medrashos. You can go to the shul, to the base medrash, l'fakeach aliske rabim Shabbos, to go and discuss all sorts of tzibur matters. So the tzibur needs a new mikvah. So you're allowed to have a meeting on Shabbos afternoon to talk about how we're going to raise money for the mikvah and talk about how much it's going to cost and how much it's going to need to be borrowed from the bank, etc. I daber davar. No, this is not considered something that would be prohibited because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words that you're speaking. Furthermore, Rav Yaakov Bar Yehudi, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yaakov Yitzchak, and Rav Yochanan, another thing, he said, Mefaklin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. You're allowed to go and be Mefakeach. Rashi explains, Motzi and La'ar, you can publicize matters of potential Pikuach Nefashos on Shabbos. Many have a problem with this. What's the chiddush over here? Obviously, you can do anything needed to go, except for the three cardinal sins. You can actually do anything you want. You call Hatzalah. Hatzalah comes. They ride in the ambulance. They do all sorts of malachos. So others have the gears over here that it's pikuach rabim. just matters that deal with the public as opposed to pikuach nefashos. In any event, you're certainly allowed to do all of this. Mefakhe, either pikuach nefesh or pikuach rabim, Shabbos. You can take care of public matters on Shabbos. Another statement that was made by Rav Shmuel Nachmani in the name of Yonah's son, Holchin Letartios. Tartios is like a big theater. The word theater, Tartios, or Lukarkios, is circuses, a big public area. You can go to a big stadium. Lefakeach, Liskei Rabim, Shabbos. Here it says, Beferish, Liskei Rabim, to go take care of public matters on Shabbos. So there is no problem. This isn't the problem of Daber Dover. Rashi says these Tartios are Palte Melochim Vishultonim. These are like big palaces, a big public areas for gathering. So again, why are we saying that you can't have a consummation of the wedding on Matzah Shabbos? Because you can end up calculating on Shabbos how much you need to spend for the Suda, this and that. It's all allowed. These are all not Dabar Dover, not a problem of your speaking your own words on Shabbos. You're speaking Kodesh Baruch Hu's words. Furthermore, we learn in the base medrash of the Menashe, the Tana Devei Menashe, we learn the base medrash of Menashe, Mishatzchin alatinokes leyares b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go and do Shiduchim. Right, we have in the famous Zimra, the Shadach Habanos. So you're allowed to go make Shiduchim on Shabbos to arrange for them to have Erisin, Lioris B'Shabbos, and this would include even discussions of money. Yalatinok Lamdo Sefer, and likewise as the Zimra says, Tinok Lamdo Sefer. You're allowed to go and arrange for a child to learn on Shabbos. You can go and say to the Rebbe, we're going to arrange for you to learn with our child on Shabbos, or Lamdo Umnis, or even to teach him a craft, teach him an Umnis, a profession. Rashi points out a tremendously important idea, lamdu umnis, to teach your child a profession, a craft, mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. And he brings support from a pasuk in Koheles, and he also brings the Gemara in Kiddushin, where it says, sh'avu chayil lamdu umnis. A father has an obligation to teach his son a craft, to teach his son a profession, so his child will be able to make a parnasa. Very, very important idea. It's a mitzvah to go make a parnasa. So, in any event, how can you tell us that you're not allowed to consummate the marriage on Matzah Shabbos because maybe you're going to do cheshbonos on Shabbos? If you do, it's Peter Gomer. So we don't understand that answer. So Rav Zeira says, no, that's not what I meant. El Omer Rav Zeira said, Gezeiro, the concern is if you consummate the marriage on Matzah Shabbos, Shema Yishchot den Of. You're going to end up going in Shechting, as Rashi says, Bashabbos, on Shabbos, Letzorchei Matzah Shabbos. In order to have everything prepared for Matzah Shabbos, you may end up Shechting too early. Shei Torut, you're going to be so involved in the wedding. Oh, the wedding's in 2 hours, wedding in 2 hours. And you're going to be such a tumult, you're going to be so excited and busy and osuk and torud in the wedding that you're not going to remember that it's Shabbos, you're going to shecht chas v'shalom on Shabbos. That's Rav Zeira's teretz. Amalei Baya doesn't like this teretz either. He says, El Meyata, if what you're saying is correct, so then Yom HaKippur Sholios B'Sheni B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur comes out on a Monday, Yidacha, we shouldn't have the fast on Monday, we should push it off till Tuesday. That's why she says, L'shlishi b'Shabbos, because Shema Yishchat Benof, L'tzorach Sudas Machar, because we're so concerned that people are going to go and shecht on Shabbos, possibly, as Rashi says, Shetzrichin L'harbos b'Suda, Achar Shabbos, they want to have a big Suda on Sunday for the fast of Yom Kippur on Monday, Shu Erev Yom Kippurim, and therefore, we have to be concerned, maybe they're going to shecht on Shabbos for the same reasoning. Gezeirah Shema Yishchat Benof. So that can't be. Now, this is very difficult to understand, because Yom Kippur isn't like Tisha B'Av, where you can say that the rabbis were masakin that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. This is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur comes out on the 10th of Tishrei. So how in the world are you going to suggest that we shouldn't observe the fast of Yom Kippur on Monday the 10th, and instead observe it on Tuesday the 11th? So a number of terusim is given. The Ritva gives a terus, and he says that you just docha the Suda. The Suda wouldn't be on Sunday. We'll make the Suda as Yom Kippur on Tuesday, after Yom Kippur. He says that's a very dochak teretz, because there is a mitzvah to go and eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So the simple understanding of this would be, the Ritva says, that they would go and not accept the Edim, so they can prearrange that Yom Kippur won't be on Monday. In this situation, they would often say, we don't want certain days of the week to occur on certain Yom Tovim. For example, we don't ever want Yom Kippur to be on a Friday or a Sunday for various reasons. We have other calendar aspects that we don't want to occur in a certain way because it could lead to market fluctuations, it could lead to other problems, and therefore the rabbis will not accept the Edim. And therefore, that's what we're suggesting here. Don't accept the Edim so you can figure out. If you were to say that Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and then Monday's Yom Kippur, so don't accept Shabbos to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We'll make Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Sunday. Even though in our calendar, Lo Adu Rosh, it can't ever happen, but certainly in the times of Riyah, they could say, no, we're not going to accept the Edim for Shabbos. We'll accept them on Sunday, and then Yom Kippur won't be on Monday, or Yom Kippur will be on Tuesday. So that's the real objection that Abaye had to Rav Zeira. Mora says, no. Hosom delanafshe lo torid. There's a difference. In regards to Yom Kippur, we're not so concerned that the person's going to go crazy and shecht on Shabbos for his Sunday afternoon Suda on Yom Kippur. It's only for himself, and he'll remember. He's not so torrid. If he doesn't have as much fancy stuff, not the end of the world. Or he's making a wedding for hundreds of people, so then the lacherim, there's so many other people there, torrid, he's going to be very, very much osuk in this, and therefore, since he's so osuk in it, so torrid in it, he may come to forget that it's Shabbos and shecht. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, inami, alternatively, you could say, hosum isle ruvacha. When you're dealing with Yom Kippur, so the Suda for Yom Kippur is Sunday afternoon. The guy is not going to be shechting a Motzei Shabbos so close to Shabbos that he says, oh, I forgot that it's Shabbos, and he's going to shecht on Shabbos. No, he'll shecht 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. He'll shecht 9 o'clock in the morning. He has plenty of time to Suda Yom Kippur, which is Sunday afternoon. So therefore, we're not concerned in that situation. Hocha, lesley ruvacha. But where the wedding is on Motzei Shabbos, the wedding starts at 9:30, and at 9:10, Shabbos is ice. So then, we have to be concerned that instead of at 9:10, he's starting to shecht, he started to shecht at 8:45. And that, because he's so torrid, he could forget that it's Shabbos. So in that situation, hocha, lesley ruvacha, we have to be concerned. Gemara says, now that you gave us this reason, because Shemo Yishochei, that we're concerned that he's going to shecht. So Hashav Dosos Lahachi, so the same reasoning applies on the Friday night consummation as well. We have to be concerned that if you have the consummation of the wedding on Friday night, so he may not realize that Shabbos has already started. He's so busy being preparing for the wedding on Friday night after Shabbos, so he thinks that the Shkia is occurring in 10 minutes, but the Shkia occurred 10 minutes ago, and now he's shechting on Friday night, Shabbos. And therefore, the same reasoning applies, Shema Yishchot Ben Ov, on Friday night, as it does on Matzah Shabbos night. So it seems that the real reason Friday night is not the Chabura reason that we gave previously, although we'll still discuss that more, but it's the Shema Yishchot that applies both to Friday night and to Matzah Shabbos. With this, we conclude today's shiur.